Das Chazar sich nicht mehr ganz geschlagen, wenn wir hören, dass sich zu bis da flammt Gimel. Sagt der Gemara, Belot, das said, the reason that Zoyim are subject to payment rather than to Malkus is because we can't give them a warning before they do the Aveira. Therefore, we can't give them Malkus. Rav explained, they can't be warned, because if they're warned before saying the testimony, they'll claim that they forgot the warning when they're making the testimony. If they're warned at the time of testimony, we'll prevent people from ever making even truthful testimony. They'll be afraid. And once the testimony is done, it's definitely too late to warn them then. Abayi asked, why can't we warn them Toichidei Dibra to the testimony? Rav Acha, son of Rika, asked, why can't we warn them earlier and then gesture to them during the testimony to remind them of the warning? Abaye said, in truth, Zoyimim don't even need to be warned before they're punished. The Pasuk tells us to do to them as they wanted to do. They wanted to kill another person without giving him a warning, so we can kill them without the need to give them a warning as well. Rav Sama, the son of Rav Yumi, asked, what about the case where they get Malkus for attempting to give a Kohen the status of a Cholol? In that case, the Pasuk of do to them like what they wanted to do to someone else is not in effect anyway, because we're not making them a Cholol, we're just giving them Malkus. If so, we should need to warn them before giving them Malkus. Mar says, the Pasuk says, Mishpat Echod Yiyeh Lochem, which teaches that there's one set of rules of apply, and therefore the halacha is that Zoyimim never need to be warned before being punished. Dr. Gemara, Shisha Brei Davidi said that one who hits and damages another pays money and does not get Malkus, based on the pasuk that says, V'lo yihye osoin oneshi onesh. If he intended to murder and ultimately did not murder, he has to pay rather than get Malkus. The pasuk is explained by Rabbi Lazar as referring to a case where the person was warned against the death penalty, and this warning suffices as a warning against Malkus, because a warning for more stringent punishment suffices as a warning for more lenient punishment. Rav Ashi asks, why do we assume that a warning for more stringent punishment suffices for more lenient punishment? Even if we do assume that, why do we assume that the death penalty is more stringent than Malkus? Maybe Malkus is more stringent, as we find that Rav said the pain of Malkus is very, very severe. So Rav Sama, the son of Rav Ashi, said to Rav Ashi, Rav was referring to an unlimited number of Malkus when he said that. However, when it's a limited number, it's not worse than death. Rav Yaakov of Nahar Pekoid asks, this explanation can work according to the Rabbanon, who say the Pasuk refers to where a warning was given. However, according to Rebbe, the Pasuk may be understood where no warning was given, which may be why the Pasuk says that he pays and gets no Malkus. However, how would we know that where he was warned and we would still make him pay and not give him Malkus? So Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rava, we learn from a Pasuk that if a person is at risk of dying from being hit, we imprison the attacker and await the outcome of the victim. If he dies, we put the attacker to death. And if he doesn't die, we make the attacker pay. Clearly, the case must be where he was warned about the death penalty, or else there would be no possibility of him receiving the death penalty. We wouldn't lock him up. And we see that it suffices as a warning for the more lenient Malkus. And yet the Pasuk teaches that we would make him pay and not get Malkus. Rashi asked, like we said before, why do we assume that a warning for a more stringent punishment suffices for a more lenient punishment? Also, even if you do assume that, how do we know that the death penalty is more stringent than Malkus? We find that Rav says the pain of Malkus is very, very severe, so maybe Malkus is more stringent. So Rav Sama, the son of Ravasi, said to Ravashi, Rav, when he said that, was referring to an unlimited number of Malkus. However, when it's a limited number of Malkus, clearly it's not worse than death. Rav Murray asked, maybe the Pasuk is referring to where to one who killed the person accidentally, in which case we're imprisoning and just wait to see if he's going to be subject to Golus and not to the death penalty, which maybe means it's not a case, it's a case of where maybe he wasn't warned at all. The Mara says that Echanami, this remains a kasha. Rish Lakish said, our mission does not argue with the mission that says the person would get Malkus for Bia with the women listed. Our mission follows the view of Rabbi Meir, who says that one can get Malkus and have to pay money for the same action. When our mission says he must pay, it means in addition to Malkus. In fact, if our mission follows Rabbi Meir, then even one who violates his daughter should be subject to the death penalty. And yet the mission later on says that he is not, even though he would be chayiv misa in that case. The Braisa says that Rav Meir requires payment even if the person is chayiv misa in the case where he stole a sheep and slaughtered it on Shabbos, and it's one action. So it's still Rav Meir says that you're chayiv misa. You don't say kumah b'derav minei. Mar says that Braisa was explained to be referring to a case where one person stole and he instructed another person to shecht. So he's chayiv to pay because he's not chayiv misa, because he was not the one who was actually Michal Shabbos. In fact, why would he be chayiv for shechita done by somebody else altogether? Rava says, the Rava answers that the Torah compares the shechting of the sheep to the selling of the sheep, to teach that just as selling is done through somebody else, you can't sell to yourself, so one would be chayiv if the shechita was done through someone else as well. Rabbi Shmuel taught that the word oi teaches that one would be chayiv through a shaliach. The Yeshiva of Chizkiya taught that this is learned from the word tachas.